Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program here, there, and everywhere all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. Rolling back into the focus on today, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is along with me with questions and answers, things that are funny, things that are serious. This is kind of funny. This is from the Enough is Enough department, I think, Jay. This is the story of a father who went viral for a text telling his family that he couldn't keep up with the steady stream of messages in their group chat. Sounds like what we were talking about with Kelly and her husband in A Manner of Speaking. So Allison D'Orazio sharing a screenshot of a text her father, Thomas, sent to their family explaining he couldn't handle the pressure of interacting with their every text.
I know. Do I really have to like an LOL every single thing that people text? We're family. I'm supposed to not have to be a part of this. Because I feel like most of us can agree. Yeah. I'm in a family chat. We have a couple different ones where it's just my mom, my sister, and I, then one that includes our husbands, one that includes my two nieces as well. But
well, your father's out. No, he's not a part of it.
I know he's in it. He's the one that texts the most. But there are times where we're part, like I am part of a group text that it's not my family. It's just somebody that wants to give out quick information rather than text everybody. They will text a group and they will even specify, this is just informational. If you have questions, text me separately. Don't text the group. And you will have people that just keep texting. And it's people you don't even know. There are all these numbers that you don't even know. And they're just texting. And all of a sudden you're like, how do I get off of this chain that is blowing up my phone for the next 3 days?
Mm-hmm. Is it? Can you ignore it? That'd be my way of just deleting it.
Yeah,
ignoring
it. You can block it and everything. But this dad, he was just like, consider everything else you do in life, liked, loved, LOL'd, good.
That's crazy.
I think it's great. Leave me off of this.
Leave me alone if you love me. Here's the good news to start the hour with a Reddit user, Mike himself 29, shared a post entitled, "Found this under my office door, along with $6 in the Made Me Smile regarding the Made Me Smarting department." Let's see. This fellow found a note on the floor at his job a couple of months ago. And the Reddit, this is I'm posted on Reddit, obviously, fella whose first name is Mike, works in an ice arena, opened the note, finds $6 and an explanation. "Dear whatever, whoever, whatever, I was watching a practice, obviously, of a game. I saw somebody stick their hand up the vending machine and steal a Pop-Tart. I made a terrible decision. I reached up and grabbed the crackers and ate them."
Yeah, the stranger after being dared by others.
Somebody else. Yep. Yeah. So he did. They figured out how the kids do that, right? How to get their hands up.
Yeah, especially if your arm is small enough, get up to that first row of things.
Yeah.
And they don't know who did this or who submitted the note and along with the $6 to pay for not only the crackers this person stole, but also for the Pop-Tart that somebody else stole. There's no camera, so they're not going to like find these people. And they say that that's a problem that a lot of people keep doing. But the thing is, this assuming it's probably like a teen or a preteen or
a teenager.
Yeah. A small enough arm to get up there, but I guess he's conscious nonetheless. And submitting the $6 and the person who posted this, the Mike guy, Mike himself 29, said it was really only a dollar for each for the Pop-Tart and for the crackers. So the $4, the remaining $4 was donated into a jug for local youth hockey league. Yep.
Good. All right. So there is goodness and light in the world, no question about that. We're catching good things, though, and that's a good thing, that we catch good things. In a manner of speaking, anyway, all of the things that are happening around the world that are good, the things that we can be thankful for, if you will, and that's one of the things that I think I like, being able to start out each of our hours or each of the segments with things that are happening to people that are actually good. For example, there's the story floating around about a woman who can smell Parkinson's, who's helping scientists actually develop a test. This woman actually smells changes in a body, whether it's body odor, basically. That's what corresponds to things like the onset of Parkinson's. Dogs can do that too, right?
I feel like we're hearing more of this, of whether or not people can smell ear infections or cavities.
Well, they smell like, as they're reporting, listening to these people, yeah, cavities especially, certainly, I mean, you can smell B.O., there's nothing special about that. But she knew herself, apparently, to have a super sensitive, she had the nose, and she used it. She wouldn't be able to go into the cleaning section of a supermarket, I guess, right? And then I look at this and I think, this person, by the way, is a former doctor, right? Is that what happened? Or she knew somebody that was a doctor? I put the pieces of this together.
Yeah, she can. Well, she can smell changes.
Joy Milne, I think, is M-I-L-N-E. Is her name, right?
Yeah, her husband was Les. It's almost like it's less about the distinct smell, but it's about the change of body odor that corresponds to an onset of Parkinson's disease that she can figure out. It's like the nose.
Did she describe it, though, what the smell is, so we can pass it along to people who may have sensitive noses that are listening to us right now? The husband was a former doctor. That we found out. We know that. She thought there's apparently some kind of the Parkinson's will cause damage to a kind of skin oil, and so she went to smell the T-shirts of those who had been diagnosed with Parkinson's and those who hadn't. And she identified the shirts that belonged to the people who had Parkinson's, and she only missed once.
Except then 8 months later, that person ended up receiving Parkinson's diagnosis. So even though it was wrong at the time, that
this is pretty amazing, isn't it? Huh? So can you develop this, or do you just have it? You have it. Exercise, change of diet makes a big difference in people who come up with this sort of thing. I know the dogs smell cancer, I think. Isn't that how that works?
I believe that, yeah. It's cancer. Can dogs smell if there's a stroke or a seizure coming on? Because I know a lot of times people who have epilepsy or some kind of seizure-related illness, they have service animals who can tell if there's a seizure going on. But I don't know if that's a smell or if that's a different body signal.
I don't know. I think that has to do with epilepsy. I think you're right about that. I've heard that story. There are a lot of different connections to reality here. But this is really a potential what this person would hire herself out around the world, go smell people's shirts to see if they have Parkinson's. Yeah, anything's possible, I guess. But she's working with the doctors and the scientists to come up with a way, but just have, what do they find out? Is that an olfactory? Olfactory has to do with smelling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so is that
Something like the sebum that's in the skin oils.
All right, so there we are with an interesting...
Not sebum. What is it? Sebum?
Sebum.
Sebum, right?
You're my doctor? I am Dr. Doug. I don't have a license. I sometimes practice medicine with Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. And you can hear those exciting adventures when you go to Good Day Health, the podcast that we have every week, gooddayhealthshow.com, and to catch up with me and my nose and them and their noses. Here we are to lead you into another day of thought. leadership. That's what this is all about. I'd like to think that we are on the cutting edge, whatever that term means, Jade. The thing about leadership and what it's all about. You know, that's the, remember that song? That's what it all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot up.
Pokey, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. So, I got this from a sign on the wall in an office in one of the, I'm involved in three different businesses, so this is one of my partner's offices. It's a great definition. Quote, excuse me, leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making that impact last in your absence. What do you think of that? Leadership about making others better as a result of your presence. Yeah, making it last.
Along with the difference between an actual leader and just a boss.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So think about it. If you have a business, a lot of small business people like this program because they acknowledge I'm a small businessman as well, and we have lots in common. Just think about the people who are around you. I'm betting many of them are more capable than you are. Maybe they're more confident than you are, and maybe they're more valuable to you as a result of what the two of you can do together. For example, this program is much better when I'm not by myself. Jay makes me better. Jennifer makes me better. You and your input makes the program better because it isn't just a single monotoned focus on what the events of the day are, what matters, et cetera, et cetera. It's different mixes. Mm. And that's when I'm not here, the program's not the same. When Jay's not here or Jennifer, it's just not the same. And your business, you can look at that and think about the people who you have around you. And is it true, the answer is going to be yes for most of you, that the business isn't the same if you have hired the right people or you have the right people around you. It's not the same when they're not there. Right? Think about it. What goes on? I think it's across the board. It's just true.
Yeah, well, the chemistry between people and everybody brings their own unique value to everything. Think about even just hanging out with friends sometimes when one of your best friends can't show up, and it changes the dynamic of the group even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And regardless of who that person is, it could be you yourself.
Yep.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Actors and actresses in the focus here. Celebrity gossip. That's sort of what is at the top of a lot of social media trending stories about Ashton Kutcher and Julia Stiles. So let's do Ashton Kutcher first. He's talking about this autoimmune disorder that he has that for a while left him unable to see and hear and walk. Apparently this happened a couple of years ago. It's a rare form of vasculitis. Knocked out his vision. Imagine, the reason I bring it up is because you imagine this happening to you, right? Yeah. Where you just, you know, it's an autoimmune disorder, inflammation of the blood vessels. Yeah, right. So I went to the Mayo Clinic to have it worked on, and apparently he says you don't appreciate it until it's gone. And I guess that's probably true. You have it, and you don't want all that stuff to interfere with all your senses? Good heavens. This guy is a very accomplished businessman, an actor. I think he's very good. I've always liked Ashton Kutcher. Never knew he had this problem. I think, though, that Jay was reminding me that we talked about it a while ago. I don't remember that, but I do think that no matter what, it's worth, at this time of year, you give thanks. My wish would be that as you wish somebody a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, whatever it is, that with it you send the energy that gives them health. Right? Good energy brings you good health.
Mm-hmm.
If you get it from outside or inside, it's important. And then when something like this happens, you appreciate it when you get around it. Some people can't get around it. Apparently it's something that could, you know, end your visibility, your ability to see or touch things. It's just, you know, amazing. So it's pretty important. I think I'll talk to Ken Kronos about that this week. Questions for Dr. Ken on the Good Day program. In a moment, we talk about Julia Stiles showing up on SNL right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Okay, so apparently on SNL, the weekend update over Saturday night, the cast members were referring to an intimate holiday gift. The gift this time of year is the dance that Julia Stiles does at the end of the movie Save the Last Dance. You know that movie? Jay, there
yeah.
a number mm-hmm. of well-known. Kerry Washington was in that. Sean Patrick Thomas was in that. And it follows Stiles' career as she goes, you know, into trying to do these things that young women do. And so apparently they made reference to it, and she jumps onto the stage in the same black leotard that she wore in the movie. And so they do a choreographed thing, and the audience went crazy for it. I like Julia Stiles. She's a very versatile actress. She was in those Bourne movies.
She's fun.
She is. Yeah, been around for a long time. She actually visited a friend of mine has a place on the Cape, and he rented it to somebody who just identified herself as Julia. And when she showed up to take the keys, it was Julia Stiles who'd rented it for her family for a couple of weeks. Other than
that's yeah. cool.
Anyway, yep, good stuff. 28 after on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrin. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the product. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Calitran include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. You know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitran. Check it all out at...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The special counsel prosecuting former President Trump wants the Supreme Court to immediately decide Trump's immunity claim. White House correspondent John Decker.
It may just decide, you know what, we're not going to step in at this point. Or it may say, you know what, this is a very important issue. We need to resolve this issue right now.
The Supreme Court said they will consider the expedited request. The Biden administration defends its veto of a UN resolution for an immediate Israel-Hamas ceasefire. They express concerns that a general ceasefire could empower Hamas leaders to control Gaza and plan future attacks on Israel. Israeli forces are engaged in clashes with Hamas fighters in Gaza's two largest cities today, marking the third month of the ongoing conflict. Simultaneously, Qatari officials are making efforts to resume negotiations for the release of hostages. John Schaefer, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only four missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Here we are playing to millions, Jay. Ready? This is a non-singing, well, maybe we should sing. This is a non-singing spotlight on what's going on in the world today. Here's a fellow found the surprise of a lifetime in his field. 700 coins. This is down in Kentucky. Guy finds 700 coins from the Civil War buried on his land. And this stuff could be worth millions. Nearly 700 $1, $10, $20 gold dollars issued by the U.S. Mint around the time of the Civil War. The discovery is being called the Great Kentucky Hoard. These gold coins, said the finder, the most insane thing ever. Now, I'm betting nobody, he's not making himself known, right? We don't know who this guy is. Cause
no.
If you know who he is, the world's going to collapse around him, right? Exactly. Apparently, a lot of wealthy Kentuckians buried large quantities of gold and silver just before the Civil War and during the Civil War. So they've been looking around for these. The archaeologists have been, of course. And this fellow seems to have found them. There's gold in that there land. So here we go with Kentucky was neutral, by the way, at the time. So a lot of people from both the North and the South buried money. They literally buried money in the land or in the ground.
And not because they thought somebody was going to take their money, but because these were federally issued coins that meant the original owners could possibly be identified as collaborators with the feds during this time when, like you said, Kentucky was neutral. And so that's why they buried them and hid them, because they didn't want to be known to be associated.
Right. Well, there you go. Something, because so you could get one of those magnet things that you go around. There are people that go to the beach or they go around.
The metal detectors.
Yeah, find some. There's gold. Go find the gold. Okay, so next up is a listener who thinks that I don't tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The conversation we had last week, Thursday, Friday, about me working. I've told this story before about me working on the line at the General Motors plant here in Framingham when I was a youngster. I was an inspector on the line when I was in college, and a couple of summers I went to the plant when they needed people, non-union people, as their folks, the management folks went on vacation. They had three or four of us who worked on the line during the summertime. And I've told a number of stories because of that experience. I certainly grew up fast watching those people. Most of the folks, there were 1,840 people employed by that plant, building Chevrolets, Buicks. There was a BOP plant, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, in this plant. And so the car, I was in charge of inspecting the huck bolts that were put into the bottom of the frame to hold the chassis onto the body, or the other way around, body onto the chassis. They had, the plant was divided in two phases. They had the General Motors plant, and at that time, they had a subsidiary called Fisher, the Fisher Body Company. So you'd see, so if you look at an old, let's say a 1960s Oldsmobile, and you look at the plate that's on the rocker panel as you open the door, it says Body by Fisher on it. Fisher was a wholly owned subsidiary of General Motors, but they kept them separate for a long time. So I was on the line inspecting. There were four people in four different positions, and they put the huck bolt up into the chassis to, as I said, hold everything together. As I was telling a quick story about being there, one of the listeners did not, as luck has it, some people believe you, some people don't. Here's this particular fellow's reaction to my story about General Motors.
This is Steve calling from Lake Havasu City, Arizona. I want to hear more about this working at the General Motors assembly plant you were just talking about. You didn't work at a General Motors assembly plant. Come on, give me a break.
Okay.
Doug has had, like, almost any job known to man at some point in his life.
I will tell you a story about my experience there. It doesn't necessarily prove that I worked there. I don't have to prove anything to him. He can believe what he wants to believe. It's really interesting how people, come on, what's the big gun? Okay, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, they had hired the first woman. They had a couple, they were the first group of hires when they opened the plant in 1955, I think it was 56, somewhere in the late 50s. They didn't hire women. They only hired men. And you could get away with that then. So most of all the men who were on the line were former grease monkeys from garages, gas station, because they were making, at the time, much more money than they could working in a gas station. So I was on this line, and the third or fourth week I was there, they began to hire women. And this first, the woman that came in was a big, just a wow. She was she was a wowzer. And the guys kept taunting her and teasing her and sort of making fun of her. They didn't like it because she worked faster than they did. She was stronger than they were, and she did more than they did. Exactly. So they kept harassing her. And one of the guys that was working, his name was Dick. That's how vividly I remember this. He didn't have a tooth in his head. And he kept on her, and he was trying to hustle her, actually. But she was having none of it. So one day he pushed her too far, and he was making fun of her and what she was doing and how she looked, et cetera, et cetera. So she turned around and cold-cocked him, knocked him about 6 feet from where he was. And he got up and he had a fight with her, and she knocked him out. So the management came running out, and what's going on here? So the sum and substance was that they both got suspended for 3 weeks, but nobody ever gave her any starch again. Never after that. So that's a General Motors story for you, sir. Let's talk about the qualities of a great leader with all these people who are declaring themselves presidential candidates. How do you decide whether this one or that one is a great leader? Ever think about it this way? There's so many people that just kind of fall into, okay, I like Trump, or I like Ike. I was talking about that. I like whomever. You like whomever. Why? Do you ever stop and really think about this person, whether it's a man or a woman, whether this person is older or younger? Here's a list that I think I'm always working on, and see if it doesn't jive with you a little bit. Number one, the person that I want to be, and maybe this doesn't just go for president, maybe it goes for somebody who runs a company. Does this person have vision? Does this person have a strong desire to win? Does this person believe in him or herself? Does this person take definitive action? Doesn't overanalyze, learns from that action? Does this person know that he or she must help others to be successful? Does this person have fear? Do they worry about stuff, but they still act anyway? Does this person learn every day? Never does this person say, I know enough, I'm the smartest guy on the block, but is open to counsel. This person is humble, will change his or her plans based on new information. Wow. Do you know how important that is? Because information that we have, we get it every day. Mm-hmm. Does this person have the energy to lead? Does this person have people skills? Is this person skillful at communicating? Is this person totally committed, that is, all in? Does the person lead by example, persevering, playing the long game? I think that if you're a leader, if you're running a company, I look at that list and I try to gauge it as to how I'm doing with the various entities that I'm working on, whether it be the farm, whether it be the radio program, whether it be my development. I'm very open, I hope. I mean, I think, Jay, you can tell me whether you think I'm right or I'm not. And we know we always assess ourselves and either we're too hard on ourselves or we are.
Yeah, worst critic or biggest fan.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I don't like to kid myself. I know what my shortcomings are. And oftentimes I'm too lenient. I really try to help others as I can, because that's what I grew up around. Doesn't make any difference. I always put other people first that's part of my, if you were to understand my scorpionic background with Pisces and Aquarius, I put other people first. That's just the way I am. And so when other people do things, sometimes when there are, like I have folks that are working with me on the farm, and I'll tell them to do something, and sometimes is a countermand from other people that are working with me, and it confuses the people who are working with me, because you give them one thing to do, and then somebody else comes along and says, no, don't do it that way, do it this way. It confuses and undermines what you're trying to do. And I hope that honestly, you, Jay, if I were to talk about you specifically, you know how to do your job. I don't have to tell you what to do or how to do it. And I don't think I really ever do I? I mean, once in a while I say, well, let's try to do this with in mind. It's more of an object lesson, doing this.
Or go a different direction. I always had a a kick out of it when working for past jobs, where it's like you go through the interview process and you are the most intelligent person in the room, in this field. And as soon as you get the job, they treat you like you are a moron.
And it's, oh, and they want to change you.
Because I took the job, does that make me an idiot now?
Yeah, I'd get a job on a station. The guy hired me. He said, I like listening to you on the radio. You're great. So I want to hire you, and you can do mornings. So I went on the air the first morning, good morning, and went through the shtick. And he said, would you come into my office? So I went into his office. You know, we really would like you to do it this way rather than that way. And I said, wait a minute. You hired me because you thought that I did a good job and that you like what I did. And now you want me to change my style and do things differently. And so why did you hire me if you think you have to change me? Well, we only want you to do a few things that are different. How many people have you? I remember having that circumstance in school when I was teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
The principal, well, he didn't want to hire me. Somebody over him told him to hire me. So that's how that worked. And he was on my butt all the time. The four years I was there. And I really only lasted, I stayed long enough to get tenure, which is what he didn't want me to do. And then I left and went to work for CBS and went to Philadelphia or wherever I went. I forget where I went, but I know that that the school thing wasn't going to be my career, but it was something I did because I thought it was a good experience and I was pretty good at it, frankly.
Yes, yes.
So anyway, I think that under the circumstances, the whole business about leadership and where you go, it's just food for thought. Think about how you lead and or how you follow.
Well,
so,
and that statement of leading by example, and the reality is we all lead by example. We just have to take a look at what is the example that we are showcasing? Because people are watching everywhere, around every corner. People are watching, impressionable people that you may think that nobody looks up to you. Everybody has somebody that looks up to them, and you are setting an example.
Yep, for sure.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853. You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You may not recognize, matter of fact, most of you won't recognize this theme. This is the theme from Scarface, the Al Pacino vehicle. Did this make him a star, Chucker, or was he a star before this? Do you think?
No, he was a star. I think this made him a different type of star. It just started, I think, some of his a little bit over the top acting style, which he did not have in the 70s, and he sort of amplified that. In the 80s, in the 90s. Scarface opened this day, movie history, Doug. Actually, yesterday we were on here. December 10, 1983, Scarface opens in theaters. I remember going to see it at the King's Plaza in Brooklyn, New York. It was a duplex on one side of the theater. Clint Eastwood's fourth Dirty Harry film, Sudden Impact, was playing. On the other side was Scarface. I went up seeing both of them the same weekend, and I actually love both those films. Scarface has a huge cult following. They keep talking about remaking it, but that has not materialized.
Who would you put? That'd be
a good question. I think they'd go with an unknown, but they're not going to have the power of this film,
no,
I don't think. Oliver Stone actually wrote Scarface with Al Pacino. Brian De Palma directed it. I think it's a Yeah, it's a little violent, but it's a terrific entertainment, and I think he's awesome in the movie.
All right, how do we look at box office totals for the weekend? I'm looking at the stuff that was around. I didn't see anything that
actually was really interesting. Two Japanese films in the top three. An animated Japanese film from an acclaimed director, The Boy and the Heron, $12.8 million, number one. Sort of came out of nowhere. Hunger Games... The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, 9.4, 135 million in 4 weeks. Film's done like 240 million worldwide on a $100 million budget. So this film has done well. And this is the idea, Doug, would be for the studios to have their bigger tent poles. If you could produce them at around $100 million, you're in good shape. I think the problem in the industry is it's been going over $200, $250.
Well, it's expensive to make a movie.
Problematic.
All those people. You look at the credits at the end of these shows, whether they're TV shows or I was talking earlier about watching, finally getting onto my streaming service and watching Jack Ryan. I think there are four seasons of it. I'm on season three. And at the end, I watched one of the episodes that went on for 19 minutes. They credited all of the different languages that the show is translated in. For, you know, there are like 39 different countries or 39 different languages that translate the Jack Ryan. And you wonder some other in film and television, how many other shows are that widely translated into other languages so they can be heard around the world.
Well, here's a counter argument. Godzilla Minus One, which is also a Japanese movie, right? This film did 8.3 in its second weekend, did 26% drop off, which is a great hold, 25 million in 10 days. Worldwide, it's done like 70 million on a 15 million. They shot this for $15 million. Everybody who went to see it says it looks incredible. So there are films that could be shot at a reasonable budget and look great and do extremely well, and yet there's bloated Hollywood product that costs 200, like The Marbles, which is a big financial loser. Cost $250 million. There's nothing special about it. It just makes, some of this stuff makes no sense. Some other box office news of interest. Wonka, which opens here this Thursday night in the United States, actually opened internationally overseas and did $43 million, blowing past expectations. And then the re-release of Die Hard in the U.S. did almost $1 million with no marketing campaign.
Really?
That's good for a 35-year-old.
Yeah, what about Love Actually? What that they released? Love Actually.
Yeah, I didn't see it register in the box office total, so I don't know how it did. But Die Hard did very well. $1 million
Interesting.
For a movie with no marketing, it's pretty good.
Good. Jada Pinkett Smith says the Oscar slap saved her marriage to Will. I will never, ever leave him, she said, which I thought was interesting. So it didn't hurt his relationship with her.
A pretty high
it seems to have hurt his relationship with producers.
Yeah.
And is he back doing anything? What's he been doing?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they say he's got two movies being lined up. He did. Actually, he filmed Bad Boys 4. That's been filmed.
Oh.
It comes out this summer. And then I think... He's going to team up with Michael B. Jordan. That's the plan, to do I Am Legend 2. So we'll see.
Really? Yeah. All right. Well, listen.
That's going to hurt him forever to an extent, though. It just will.
Yeah, no.
I'm not judging him. It was one of the dumbest things of all time.
It was kind of dumb. That his wife liked it, and there you go. All right, Chucker. Talk to you tomorrow here on Good Day.
Thank you, Chuck.
Jay and Doug on the Good Day program, 59 past the hour, folks.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.